Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 29th, Wednesday, 2020, day 29. Today's topic, Amazing Grace, Changing You, Changing Me. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 18, verses 1 to 6, Exodus chapter 7, verse 25 to chapter 9, verse 35, Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 to 30, Proverbs 6, verses 1 to 5. Today's main passage, Psalm 18, verses 1 to 6. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From His temple, He heard my voice. My cry came before Him into His ears. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is Amazing Grace, Changing You, Changing Me. The Holy Spirit challenged me in yesterday's blog whether I was still staying in Pharaoh's bitter situation, whether let my people go was what God commanded me to do as He commanded Pharaoh to do 4,000 years ago. Do I belong to those people who capture some people deep down into their hearts because they hurt them? The Holy Spirit encouraged me today, reminding me that God's amazing grace has been changing me and free me from those chains and to give me the method to keep in that freedom. Number one, Lord, I love you. Today, Psalm 18, verses 1 to 6 tells us why King David said, I love you, Lord. Because David experienced various names of God. My strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my refuge, my shield, my salvation, my horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Wow. Have you experienced those name of God in your life? Number two, no more fear. Well, if you have experienced those name of God, then there should be no fear in you no matter what you will face. Some enemies, attack, death. Those things would never change the loving relationship with you and God. Psalm 18, verses 4 to 6. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. Number three, the difference between Pharaoh and God's servants. A, Pharaoh experienced amazing grace. When crisis was over, he sinned again. From Exodus chapter 9, verses 34 to 35. When Pharaoh saw that the rain and hail and thunder had stopped, he sinned again. He and his officials hardened their hearts. So Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he would not let the Israelites go, just as the Lord had said through Moses. B. God's servants experienced amazing grace. When crisis was over, they learned how to listen and obey and be willing to bring God's people into his promised land. That is to be true evangelists. Number four, only Jesus Christ can do it, not you. Those things above, you can't do it, only Jesus. Matthew chapter 19, verses 22 to 26. When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." May the Lord touch your soul, change your heart of stone to be a heart of flesh, and that you won't be in the image of Pharaoh, but in the image of God. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me not to have a callous heart, or like the Pharaoh whose heart was hard, unyielding, and refused to let go of your people. Lead me to have your own image and not Pharaoh's image anymore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you count the blessings of God's amazing grace? Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? Memory Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.